My name is Vera Gramling, and I'm talking with Mrs. Clyde Mitchell. No, Clydie Mitchell, isn't it?
Is there what?
Clydie. And here in Franklin County, Kentucky. Today's date is April the 30th, 1984. Now, Mrs. Mitchell, are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And just to make sure my records are correct, I want you to spell your full name.
M-A-R-Y-C-L-Y-D-E. M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L.
All right, thank you. Now, what is your spouse's name, if married?
Charles Mitchell.
Uh-huh. And did he have a middle name? Does he have a middle name?
Charles Edward Mitchell.
And you want to spell that for me?
Charles. C-H-A-R-L-E-S. E-D-W-A-R-D. M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L.
Okay. And you are divorced?
Divorced.
Okay. Now, tell me, what's your occupation?
Domestic.
Domestic what now?
Work and cooking and house cleaning, basically.
That's what you do, okay. That's hard work.
That's what you
did.
Did.
Oh, okay. And do you still work out?
Oh, about 12 hours a week.
12 hours a week. So you're semi-retired? Or
that's right.
Semi-retired. So you spent the greater part of your working years as a domestic?
Yes.
You were certainly in demand, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Now, what is the address here?
530 West Washington Street.
And how long have you lived here?
I've lived here about 40 years.
40 years. Did you move into this house when you were married, or?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And where did you live before that?
I lived about 4 miles west of here on the farm, on Springfield Road, it's called, on the Booker Farm.
The Booker Farm. Where were your parents from?
They were from Simpson County.
Native Simpson County?
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm.
And what were their occupations?
Farming.
Farming. Both of them?
Well, my mother just housewife.
Did she work out too, or just work on the farm?
She just worked on the farm.
And did they have, what level of education did they have?
Oh, I think my mother was about an eighth grade student, and my father, he never did go to school.
Too much work to do.
Yeah, he lost his father and mother before he, well, his mother, father died before he was born, and his mother died at childbirth.
Oh my, then he was raised by kinfolk.
Different people, yes.
And what were their full names?
My father's name was Lindsay Taylor, and my mother was Maddie Milliken.
You want to spell her name for me?
M-A-T-T-I-E. M-I-L-K-E-N.
Milton. And she was from
Simpson
County. Okay. What is your religious preference?
Baptist.
Baptist. And now, what is your birth date?
I was born 1918, the 27th of September.
27th of September, so that makes you how old?
I'll be 66 the 27th of September.
And where did you go to school?
I went to school in the country. It was, they called it Milliken Chapel. And then I went to high school here in Franklin. I like a few months complete in the 12th grade.
You say Milliken Chapel. Now, did your mother's family have anything to do with that?
No.
Did you have any hopes for a career when you got out of high school? Did you have any plans for your future that either did or didn't work out?
My plans when I was little was Oh, I just wanted to be married and have a house. I didn't have any, I didn't have anything particular that I would like to do.
Well, I think that, you know, marriage and a family is a pretty high calling. That was my goal. When did you learn to quilt?
I learned to quilt when I was about 8 years old, I guess. I pieced my first quilt. And, well, I guess it was 10 when I started quilting, but I pieced the first quilt when I was just about 8, started on it.
Tell me about it.
Well, it was a full patch. I'll show it to you.
All right.
And, I don't know, it's just real interesting. I just like to do things with needles.
Mm-hmm. And who taught you?
I guess I could say my stepmother. I did have a stepmother, and I guess she did help. But most of the time, things would just come to me. I was just, you know, like sewing her doll clothes when I was little, and I could just make shoes for them and everything, and didn't anyone have to.
You got natural gift for it. And so there wasn't any particular way you were taught how to quilt.
No.
You just saw people and picked it up. So your first one was a four patch. What were the other quilt patterns that you made when you were starting out?
Well, I have help really, wedding ring and nine patch and improved nine patch. And I did have some on a dressing plate. And I did have some on a flower garden.
Mm-hmm. Who else in your family quilted?
I had an aunt that I lived with, but I was grown at that time and we quilted.
Mm-hmm. Were there any men in your family that quilted? Or
no.
No?
No.
Okay. Is your aunt still living?
No.
How about sisters? Did you have any sisters you quilted with? Or?
No.
No? Have there been times in your life when you were just too busy to quilt?
I guess yes, and I wasn't really interested in. After I left the farm, I moved to Indianapolis. And there is where I started with this ant quilt. Mm-hmm. And then after I moved back to Franklin, my mother lived across the street, my stepmother rather, and she had pieced lots of quilts. And she had one in particular that she just loved so dearly. And she says, I'll never get this quilted. And I says, her name was Rebecca, and I call her Umbecca. I said, well, Umbecca, I'll quilt it. And she kind of hesitated about me starting. She says, you'll never finish it. And I said, well, you're not going to get it done anyway, so I just want to take a chance. And I did. I'm going to show you that, too. And I quilted, and that was a beautiful job, and I just got interested from that again, quilting.
Did you work as a domestic when you were in Indiana? Or?
No, I worked factory.
Factory work, okay. So how long were you in Indiana?
Oh, about 7 years.
7 years, and you came back to Franklin. And when along the way did you get married?
Oh, I was married before I went to Indianapolis. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any children?
I have one son.
Does he live here?
No, he lives in California.
In California. Oh, that's a long ways away. Oh, then when you took quilting up again then when you came back to Franklin?
Yes.
And that was, have any idea what year that would be, roughly?
That was about 47, I believe.
Around 1947, around in there, during the war. Okay. How much time do you spend quilting?
Now that's hard to say, but I may start like this quilt I'm on. Well, I've been on it 3 weeks. But now I like to go a lot, and someone's come out and said, let's go while I'm gone, and so. I don't know. I just couldn't sing.
Do it in between things?
Things, yes.
Oh. About what time of day? Where do you quilt and what time of day do you
My
like?
My bedroom.
Your bedroom, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And any special time of day that you prefer to do it?
Well, I really prefer when my soap opera's on about, the first one is about 1, from mm-hmm. 1 till 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually, most of the time, go on until about 4, from 2 to 4, you know, so 1 to 4 rather.
Yeah, so 3 hours at a time.
Okay.
That's a lot of time to spend over a hoop.
Yes, it is, sure is.
And so you like to listen to your soap operas while you're quilting and watching them. Most of your quilting then you do in the afternoon?
After most of
them. Where do you get your quilt designs that you put into your quilts?
I quilt mostly by the piece. The way the quilt is pieced, that's the way I quilt. But I have designs, and I have some, I got them out of a store. Like if I have a solid,
block.
It's set together with a solid block, well, I can make a rose or something.
Well, do you have
that.
Templates that you, what kind of, what are they?
No, I draw them on, that board, I can't remember what you call it, just plain board. And then I take ice pick and put holes in it. And then I get dressmaker pencils and then.
Okay. Then mm-hmm. you get kind of a piece of hard material, of plastic? Or?
Of a board, of cardboard.
Cardboard, mm-hmm. Okay. And put your design on it.
And
then you stick with, you make holes in the design with an ice pick.
That's right.
And then you put the pencil
through that hole mm-hmm.
and marked where
yes,
your quilting
right.
line. Uh-huh. Now, that's interesting. And you have designs that you copy off or do you make them up?
No, I buy them.
You buy them mm-hmm. and then you copy them on the cardboard.
That's right.
You trace them?
Or
you use carbon paper?
Carbon paper.
What are some of the patterns that you enjoy making, the quilting?
I can't remember what it is.
Describe it.
Well, it's out, goes in and out, kind of like a
scroll? Like an S?
Yes, and then you... And then I have one, it's called a... Cable.
Oh, the cable, yes. Uh-huh. You like the cable. What do you feel like makes a good quilt?
You mean the material?
Well, whatever it takes. What in your opinion makes a good quilt when you're through with it? What does it take to make a good quilt?
Oh, I think the material, I think it's cotton if you can find. And if you can't find cotton, you have to use, I don't like a knit I had at all. But the cotton out there, well, I can't remember the name of it.
Permapress?
Something like that. But I really prefer cotton.
Okay, sometimes you have to use the blends, is what you're saying,
that's
the polyester blends.
That's right.
Uh-huh. But you prefer cotton, okay? And what kind of batting? And
I like the is it polyester?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The new Dacron batting.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's what I like.
Okay. And now that, what else does it take to make a good quilt? Now,
well, it takes a good quilt and
a good quilting stitch.
Yes.
What is a good quilting stitch?
A real short stitch.
Short stitch. How many to the inch, or do you measure it that way?
I don't measure, but I imagine about 8
stitches.
I just imagine that.
The smallest stitch you can make.
That, yes.
Mm-hmm. How about the piecing? How should that look?
Your piecing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it should be as near even as you can get it.
Match.
Get them, mm-hmm. And, I can't back.
So I think making a good quilt then consists of using good materials, cotton if you can get it.
That's right.
And a nice fine quilt stitch.
That's right. And this nice bedding.
And good bedding.
And for your lining, I prefer sheets.
Do you find them hard? Now, what kind of sheets? Percale or muslin?
I use most of that, is it that one that you don't mind?
Okay. Do you don't find that hard to get the needle through?
No.
Okay. Why do you make quilts?
I'm just a person that I just can't stand to sit and hold my hand. And I think while I'm working on quilt, well, I'm doing something.
You're doing something. So, is it a hobby then, or?
More hobby. Yeah,
more hobby. Is this the same reason you made them in the first place?
Yes.
It's always been a hobby.
It's been a hobby.
It was never out of needing something to keep warm.
No. I don't even use them to keep warm.
What do you find more satisfying, the piecing of quilts or quilting quilts?
Quilting quilts.
What's special about quilting? Why do you like that best?
I guess you get until you go away, you can see what it's going to look like.
It's the excitement of finishing it.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone to quilting bees or quilting parties?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever heard of the term Kentucky quilt?
Seem like I see a lot of books, and seem like I've seen it in the
What does it mean? Do you have any idea what they're talking about?
No, I hadn't thought about it.
Okay. Have you ever taught anybody else to quilt?
No, I haven't.
How about quilt books? Do you take any quilt books or magazines?
No, I use some. I have a cousin that he would pick me up on it, you know, but I've never, you know, subscribe to them.
Are there any particular ones that you like when you get them over any others, or?
No.
Don't pay that much attention to them.
Most all of them have patterns that I really like.
Do you use any of them?
Yes, I did. Once.
Once. Uh-huh. You took it from, did you do it exactly the way they showed you? You did. I can't hear him shaking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I did.
Have you ever known about any men who quilted or piece quilts? Or?
I know a man that pieces quilts. I guess he still pieces me. He was a school teacher, and he's about 100, over 100 years old. And last year, that he was still piecing quilts.
And what's his name?
Tucker Wright.
And does he live here in
Houston
County?
Yes, he does.
Still pieces quilts.
He did last year. I haven't talked with him.
And he's over 100 years old?
Yes.
Oh, that's fascinating. Mm-hmm. Does he have them quilted then, or what does he do with these tops?
I think he makes presents of, and I don't know whether he's, I don't know, he may sell some. I don't know, but and then he had just a lot.
Well, I'll talk to you about maybe getting in touch with him later. What do you do with your finished quilts?
I don't, just fold them up somehow.
Save them?
Save them.
Oh, now you do quilt for other people, don't you?
Yes, and sometimes.
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that. How?
Well, it just takes me so long. I guess I could do more, but it takes me a long time to quilt, as I told you. But I guess Ms. Duncan, I've about 3 or 4 is all I've done. I don't, you know, as I said, it just takes me a long time, and I just don't make a
You don't make a business?
Business out of it, no.
You just do special people?
Yes.
Okay. And, well, what do you call a long time? How long does it take you to do a quilt?
I have got up to 2 months, but it have took me 3 and 4 months.
Mm. Oh my, that's such a big job. That doesn't sound like a long time to me. Oh, do you ever sell your quilts?
No, honey.
What do you think a good quilt is worth in the dollar value? If you were to sell one, where would you start asking? What price?
Well, I tell you, I have one. But I'm telling you, I don't think I would sell it for $400.
You say that would be a high price. What do you do with your old quilts when they begin to wear out?
Well, I just don't have any old ones. I've never had any to wear out because I don't use them. And that, as I say, I like the quilt, but I don't have that many, you know, and I don't use them for cover. And
you just use just them for pretty. And have you ever entered a quilt in a show or a contest?
No, ma'am.
Not ever. Do you think there's been any change in people's attitudes toward quilts and quilting over the years?
Well, I think at one time it was, but now I think they think of quilts like they did, you know, many years ago. I know, I've heard of people talking about it, and I see a lot of quilting books, and I think it's just about like it was years ago.
But there was a time in between when there wasn't much.
That's what I think.
There are folks that feel like that this is a dying art. Do you agree with that?
Yes, but I think they're trying to build it up.
Get it alive.
Yes.
Now, what is the value of quilting in your life? What does it mean to you? What does it do for you?
Well, it means a lot to me, and I don't know. It just seems like I'm doing something that can be through the years after I'm gone that I can be remembered by.
You sign your quilts?
No, I don't.
Then how are they going to know?
Well, that's a thought.
That's a good question.
Oh, yes, it is.
I would encourage you to sign your quilts and to put the date on that you made them as close as you can remember.
Well, I'll do that. I really hadn't thought about that.
There's lots of ways you can write on them with an indelible pencil on the back, or you can embroider it, or, you know, but we're encouraging folks to sign their quilts. It may not be something you ever thought of before.
I hadn't thought of.
What are your favorite colors to use in a quilt?
Pink and white. I mean, if I was growing piece, well, I did. I did piece one of pink and white.
You like pink and white. Now, tell me about the quilting process. What kind of thread and what kind of needles do you like to use?
Oh, I use quilting thread. And I use as short a needle as I can get.
Does that help make short stitches?
I think so.
Okay. Tell me about the frames you use. What do you quilt with?
I quilt with a hook.
A hook on a stand? Is that
yes.
What you've always used?
No. I started with those long poles. I don't know what you call them. You know, it was with a horse. I think
horse
they called
that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you started
That's
with.
That's what I started with.
And how did you? Why did you change over?
The lack of space.
We've talked a little bit about how the materials in quilting have changed. What kind of batting were you using when you first learned to quilt?
Cotton.
Now, was it bought bats, or did you make your own bats?
No, we bought them, bats.
Do you wash your quilts?
Yes.
How?
Just in the washing machine.
Just in the washing machine?
And is that in?
From a press cycle, I believe. Mm-hmm. On a slow cycle.
And dry them too?
Dry them. On warm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you had any problems with that, with the older materials? Shrinking when you wash them?
No, I haven't.
Do you pre-shrink all your materials?
No, I don't.
You ever applique when you make quilts?
No, I haven't.
You ever applique, like just piecing? Do you ever embroider on your quilts?
Yes, I've embroidered quilts.
Tell me about what kind you do.
Cross stitch.
Did you make up your own pattern or buy it stamped?
No, I bought it stamped.
And you've already told me that you hadn't thought about signing your quilt.
No.
Has your favorite quilt patterns changed since you started making them? There are there patterns you like to make now that are different than you used to make?
No, yeah.
You're still making, what do you make the most, or what do you like to make?
Improved nine patch. And I do want to make a wedding ring. I think that's a pretty quilt.
It is beautiful. Mm-hmm. So most of yours are nine patch that you make
now?
No.
I have a flower garden in the full patch. But that's about, I just don't do lots of quilt.
A lot of piecing. You do mostly quilting. Is there anything special about the quilts or quilters in your family that you'd like to share with me? Anything special that your family did when they quilted, or any special little stories or incidents about quilting with your auntie or yourself that you
know? No, I can't. No.
Some folks say they always use red in a quilt. Have you run into that?
I have one with, not always. I have one that's lots of red in.
Is there any particular reason why folks like red in a quilt?
I don't know.
Never heard of. No. Okay. Sometimes some people say, well, you always use red in a quilt. And I just wondered if you've ever heard that.
No, I haven't.
Can you tell me about anybody else in the community that quilts that might be willing to talk to me?
No. I don't know anyone that quilts.
You don't? Okay. Well, I appreciate your sharing with me.
Well, I've enjoyed it.
Well, I have too, and I'm looking forward to seeing your quilts. I'll bet you've got some beauties. I want to thank you on behalf of our Heritage Society, and thank you personally for the privilege of meeting you and talking to you.
You're welcome. I've enjoyed it.